Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on Daf Tes Zayin on base 12 lines from the end of the page at the two dots. Hikdir Shum Shum. Today's shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basim Chalda Shalom, the Nisham Meshav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Isaac Gallendauer, Lila Nishmas, his father, Avram Ben Yonatan Yehuda Imri Gallendauer, which was Monday, the Neshama Shrav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss is if one is maktir bit by bit of the komets with a machshava of eating bit by bit of the shirayim chutz lizmano. So does that make it three possibilities? Pigel, pasel, or kosher? And we're going to try to relate that to the machlokas tanayim of meflagin b'chatzi matir, and then we're going to say that it doesn't really relate to that machlokas tanaim. Then the last big sugya of the second parak is going to discuss whether machshava during haktaras hakometz to be maktir the levona chutz lizmana makes the carbon into pigel. Haktaras hakometz is a chatzi matir, but the other chatzi of the matir is the haktaras halavona. So if a person has a machshava during one chatzi matir about the other chatzi matir chutz lizmana, does that make it into pigel or not? We're going to have two opinions and we're going to have several rayas. And that will bring us to the end of the second parak. Then in the beginning of the third parak, same themes at the beginning of the parak. The shift into different topics happens a little bit into the third parak. The Mishnah is going to talk about cases where having a machshava, chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mekomo, is not going to be mefagel the karban. It's not going to pasel the karban. Such as if you have a machshava about lechol davar shein darko lechol, or lahaktir davar shein darko lahaktir, or lechol lahaktir pachos mikazayis. So will not have that same impact of making pigle or pasul. However, the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is that even if you have in mind lechol davar shein darko lechol, but you have in mind to do chutz l'zmano, it will make it pasul. So the Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi Eliezer holds that having in mind lechol davar shein darko lechol and lahaktir davar shein darko lahaktir will make the carbon pasul. Is that a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? What's Rabbi Eliezer based on? And that is all of Amud Beis. So let's begin. Again, 12 lines from the end of the page on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Hikdir Shum Shum Lechol Shum Shum Achakala Kometzkulo. A person is makdir for a tiny amount, a sesame seed size amount of the komets, having in mind to eat a sesame size seed amount of the shirayim chutz lizmano, and then he keeps on doing that Achakala Kometzkulo until he was makdir the entire komets with a machshava of achila of the entire shirayim chutz lizmano. So if Chisra three-way machloka samaraim, charam pigel, charam pasul, charam kosher. See the pigel, pasul, or kosher. So says Gemara, oh, this probably relates to mifaglin b'chatzi matir. Lema mandi amra pigel, Rabbi Meir. It must be that the one that says pigel assumes like Rabbi Meir, who holds that if you're mifagel b'chatzi matir, that creates pigel. So we hear also, even though you were not mifagel during the entire comets all at the same time, you were mifagel at piece by piece of tiny bits of the komets, that would still qualify as pigle. And the one that says that it's not pigle but it's possible assumes like the Rabbanan that if you're mefagel b'chatzi matir, the carbon's not pigle but it's possible. That's what the Rabbanan hold. And the one that holds that it's kosher holds like Rabbi that if you're mefagel b'chatzi matir, the carbon is going to be kosher because the chetzim are not mitstaref to one another. So says the Gemara Mimai, how do you know that this is really about mefagel b'chatzi matir? I can make a cogent argument that each opinion does not at all relate to the opinion about mefagel, the corresponding opinion about mefagel b'chatzi matir, because dilma ad kam lo kam Rabbi Meir hasam. Maybe when Rabbi Meir says hey, there's pigel b'chatzi matir, that's only ela dechishev b'shiuro, that at the time you were having machshava chutz lizmano that you were makter the shir of full haktara, meaning at the time of the entire haktara of the entire haktara all at once. You were having the machshavas pigel. Aval hacha delochisha b'shiro. Over here, your machshava was when you were burning a shumshum, when you're being maktir a tiny teeny piece, and each time it was just a small piece of it. So low. So maybe Rav Meir would not agree that that's pigel. Vad kan lo kamira banan asamel delochisha bebekulei matir. And maybe the rabbanan would only say the carbon is going to be possible only in a case where you didn't have a machshavas pigel on the entire matir, only on a chatzi matir. Aval hacha, but over here, when you do all the math at the end, when you add it all up, dechishe be'kulei matir, that you ended up having a machshava in the entire matter of the Chometz and the Levona. You had a machshavas pigul, so achinami de pagil. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree that it becomes pigul and not just pasul. Vat kan lo kamer Rebbe hasam, elu delo hadermal yameyos havoda. And maybe Rebbe only holds that by chatzi matir, the korban is going to be kosher when the chatzi kezayis that you had a machshava on during the shchita of the first keves to eat the next day, you were never mashlim to a kezayis shalem. So you never had a machshava to eat shir shalem chutz lezmano. But aval hacha, the hadermal yameyos havoda. But over here, by the end of the haktaras hakometz, it turns out you already had a machshava on the entire shirayim to eat in chutz lezmano when you add it all up, because each time you just added a machshava on the next shumshum and the next shumshum and the next shumshum until you ended up having a machshava chutz lezmano on the entire shirayim. So achinami de pasul, maybe Rebbe would agree that such a thing is pasul and that it is not kosher. Ella mandi amra pigul divrei kol, mandi amra pasul divrei kol, mandi amra kosher divrei kol. These three shitos are totally independent of what you hold about mefaglin b'chatzi matir. The one that says that in our case it's pigul will say that all the opinions about mefaglin b'chatzi matir would agree that this case is pigul. The one that says pasul, all the opinions about mefaglin b'chatzi matir will say in this case it's pasul. The one that says kosher, all the opinions about mefaglin b'chatzi matir would say that it is kosher. Man diamar pigul divrei kol. What's really behind the different shitos then? The opinion that holds that everyone would agree that it's pigul, again, in our case, where you have a machshava as you're being maktir bit by bit of the komet, you're having a machshava to eat bit by bit of the shirayim chutz lezmano, because kasavar derech achil bekach derech haktar bekach. It's a normal way to eat bit by bit, and it's a normal way to burn something, to burn it bit by bit. So therefore, you are being maktir kedarko with a machshava of ochel kedarko chutz lezmano. That's pigul. That's the classic definition of pigul. Umandiyam Rapasul, the one that says that it's pasul but not pigul, divrei akol, according to all the opinions about mefaglin b'chatzi matir, kasavar derech achila bekach, but ve'ein derech haktara bekach. That it may be the derech achila to eat bit by bit, but it's not the derech haktara to burn bit by bit. And therefore, v'havila k'mincha shelo huktara, it's like a carbon mincha that you were never maktil, that you were never maktir at all, because you were not maktir at kedarka, you weren't maktir in the normal way, and that's not called a haktara, and therefore it's only pasul, like a mincha that was never a huktar, that never had a proper haktara. Umandi amr kasher, and the one that says that it's kasher, divrei akol, according to all the opinions about in mefaglin b'chatzi matir, kasavar derech haktara bekach, ve'ein derech achila bekach, that it is the normal way to burn something bit by bit, but it is not the normal way to eat something bit by bit. So therefore you did a haktara, and that haktara is matter the shirayim ba'achila, and you never had a machshava that pasuls, because your machshava was about achila bit by bit. That's not called an achila. So there never was a machshava of achila chutz lezmano, because there was never a machshava an achila at all, because eating bit by bit doesn't count as an achila. So therefore, you had a proper haktara without any pasul machshava, and that's why it's going to be kosher. So that's what's behind those three opinions. Now a new sugya. So says the Gemara, Amri Charifi de Pumbedisa. The Charifi de Pumbedisa said, who are the Charifi de Pumbedisa? So there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, that identifies a lot of the times where we give titles to groups of people in Shas. It just lets you know who it is, so that any time you come across those titles, you can look it up. So that's what Rashi points out on the top. Mefarish Perakam in Sanhedrin, Eifa Vavimi B'nei Rachva de Pumbedisa. The Charifi de Pumbedisa are the sons of Rachva de Pumbedisa. The sons of, Rachva de Pumbedisa, the Gemara says elsewhere, was an Isha Katlanis. She married people and they kept on dying, and therefore you weren't allowed to marry her after some point, after a couple of husbands. There's a discussion in Poskim, do we assume that a woman has the status of an Isha Katlanis if she has children from the marriages? Meaning, is Katlanis this thing of a mazel, and you can't say that there's a bad mazel that the spirit of the husband is going to go after any future husband when she keeps having bracha, when she keeps having children. So the post can bring a raya from the Charifi de Pumbedisa that even if she has children, that she's a katlanis, because Gemara calls her a katlanis. So she was a katlanis even though she had children. But anyway, so these children, these Charifi de Pumbedisa, discussed haktara mefageles haktara. If you're maktir the komets, having in mind to be maktir the levona chutz lezmana, that in fact will make it pigul. Now we had a machlokas back on Daf Yud Gimel between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim that according to Rabbi Yossi, a matir cannot be mefagel a matir, and you can only be mefagel the. There's no way to be mefagel the levona during the avodas hakometz. But according to the chachamim, the ein matir mefagel as a matir is only when the two matirim were not hukva in the same kli, like kivsei atzeres, where they were never hukva in the same kli, but two matirim that were both hukva b'kli echad, like a kometz and a levona, where you recover them both in the same kli shares, so a machshava of one of them will be able to be mefagel the other. So charifi de pumbedisa are assuming like the chachamim, because according to Rabbi Yossi, a matir can never be mefagel another matir. The kometz and the levona are two matirim; one can never be mefagel the other. So assuming like the sheet of the rabbanon, haktora mefagelas haktora, doing a haktoras hakometz, having in mind to be matir the levona chutz l'zmana, will make the carbon pigle. V'afil rabbanon damrien mefagel b'chatzi matir, and even the rabbanon will say that pigle cannot be generated on a chatzi matir, and the haktoras hakometz is only a chatzi matir because you're supposed to be matir both the kometz and the levona. That's hani b'liyeched d'chashu b'bishirayim. That's only when your machshava of chutz l'zmana is going on the shirayim ulevona b'milsa kaima, and the levona just never was untouched. You never had a machshavas pigle by the levona or about the levona. So that's where we discuss mefagun b'chatzi matir. Aval hacha, but in our case, the chishev la b'levona k'mad chishev b'kulei matir dami, that you're having a machshava while you're doing a chatzi matir about the other chatzi matir. So that's not called a chatzi matir anymore, because now the entire matir is involved. Half of the matir is while you were doing it, you had the machshavas pigle, and the other half of the matir is what you had the machshavas pigle about. So it's all included, and therefore the charifi de pumbedisa say that in fact will make it pigle. So the question is, does everybody agree, and are there any rayas? Right, that's going to be the rest of the sugya till the end of the parak. Amar Rava Afanan Amitanin. He says, yeah, I got a great raya to that from what we said in Daf Yud Beis. Zaklal, he said, kol hakometz v'nosim b'kli v'amolich v'amakdir. Anytime you do the kmitza or the nesina b'kli or the halacha or the haktara lechol davar shidarko lechol, to having in mind to eat the shirayim chutz l'mekomo u'lahakdir davar shidarko lahakdir, or having in mind to burn the kometz or the levona chutz l'mekomo pasul v'imakares. Machshava of chutz l'mekomo makes a carbon pasul, but there is no kares. But if you have in mind to eat that which is normally eaten, namely the shirayim, or to be makter that which is normally huktar, namely the kometz or the and the levona chutz lizmano, then pigle v'chayev nalav kares. Then it's going to be pigle, because machshava chutz lizmano makes something pigle. Now, what did we mean when we said that if you're kometz or nosin b'kli or molich or makter, so my lav, doesn't that mean to say haktara dumi dahanach, that being makter is like all the other dinim? It's like doing the kmitza, it's like doing the matan kli, it's like doing the hila, the hiluch, that mahanach, just like the other three avodos, bein lechol, bein lahaktir, whether you had a machshava to eat the shirayim chutz l'zmano, or whether you had a machshava to be makter the levona chutz l'zmano, it's going to become pigle. Af haktara bein lechol bein lahaktir. So too, when it said if you had a machshava during the haktara sakometz, it also meant a machshava even to be makter the levona chutz l'zmano is going to make a pigle, which means that's exactly what the charifi de pumbedisa said. That if you're makter the kometz, having in mind that you're going to be makter the levona chutz l'zmano, pigle, that makes it pigle. So it says Marlo, you're misunderstanding the Mishnah. Hani bein lechol bein lahaktir. As far as the other three avodos, the kmitza, the matan b'kli, and the hiluch, so that is if you have a machshava to eat the shirayim l'machar, or to be makta the levona l'machar, yeah, that's going to make it pigle. But haktara lechalin lahaktir lo. But if when you're doing the haktara sakometz, you have a machshavas pigle about chutz l'zmano on the shirayim, yeah, that will make it pigle. But if while you're doing the haktara sakometz, you only have a machshava on haktara salavona chutz l'zmano, that does not make it pigle. So there's somewhat of a lack of symmetry in that Mishnah, but that's the proper way to touch up the Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah is not a raya to the charifi de pumbedisa. Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Gada Kameda Abaye. Rav Menashe Bar Gada was sitting in front of Abaye, Yosef Akamar Mishmei, to Rav Chista, and he said in the name of Rav Chista, Ein haktar mefagelas haktara. I disagree with the charifi de pumbedisa. I think if at the time you're being makter the kometz, you have in mind to be makter the levona chutz l'zmana, that does not make it pigle. V'afilu Rabbi Meir Damer Mefagel Bechatzi Matir, and even Reb Meir holds that you could be Mefagel Bechatzi Matir, that while you're doing an Avodah Bechatzi Matir, a Machsheves Pigel is going to impact all the Karban. That's only if your Machsheva was about the Shirayim, the Kometz Matir to do, because the Kometz is Matir, the Shirayim. So, having a machshava during a chatzi matir about that which it is being matir, that could be mefagel. Aval hacha, but over here, where you're having a machshava during the haktaras hakometz about the levona, where there's no relationship to kometz lav matir to levona, who the kometz is not the matir of the levona, it's not matir the haktara of the levona. So lo mati mefagel be. So therefore, a machshava during the haktaras hakometz about the haktaras levona will not make it pigel. So Amle Abaye, so Abaye said to Rav Menashe Bar Gada, Ani Mari, please answer me. When Rav Chista said this halacha b'shmei de Rav, did he say it in the name of Rav? So Amale, he did say it in the name of Rav. I don't know how you guessed it, but he did say it in the name of Rav. He says, I'll tell you, I guess, because in Marnami, it's a well-known statement of Rav, that Amar Rav Chista Amar Rav, ein haktara mefagel es haktara, that a haktara will not be mefagel another haktara. So Taka is something in the name of Rav. Frektus Vasemes, Kolom Bredover B'Shem Amro Mevigulo Liolam. Chazal have such important things to say about Om Bredover B'Shem Amro and how it's so critical that we should always be Om Bredover B'Shem Amro. So what's going on? Why didn't he say it, B'Shem Amro? He needed to be called out on it? Come on, where's it really from? Tell me for real. And then finally he admits, okay, fine, you got me, it's in the name of Rav. How come he didn't say it originally, B'Shem Amro? So he says, because we have the statement of Rav. The statement of Rav was not elaborate at all. It was just Ein haktara mefageles haktara. Rav Chista added vafilu the Rabbi Meir damar mefagel bechatzi matir, that even Rabbi Meir holds you could be mefagel bechatzi matir. That's only when the chatzi matir being mefagel is having a machshavas pigel about what it is being matir about the shirayim. But when it's you're being mefagel in the haktaras hakometz about the haktaras halavona, that doesn't go. So he elaborated so much. He thought he was kona b'shinui that you don't have to say it in the name of Rav anymore. So that was the point of contention over here. Is that called being Omer Dover B'Shem Amro when you add so much elaboration to what the original statement was? Amr of Yaakov Aridim Shmei Da'abayi Afanam Nami Tanina. I'll bring a raya to this din about Kometz being about Haktara being Mefagel the other Haktara. Haktara Machshava during Haktara Sakometz about being Maktir the Levon Chutzuzmana doesn't make a pigle or not. Shachar Echad Min Hakvasim Lechol Mimenu. L'machar. We said in the Mishnah in yesterday's daf that if you shecht one of the kivsei atzeres, having in mind to eat it chutzas mano, who pigel v'chaveru kasher? That one of the kivsei atzeres is pigel. The other one is kasher because the other one never had any pigel associated with it. Lechol nechaveru l'machar. But if you shecht one of the kivsei atzeres, having in mind to eat the other one chutzas mano, shneim kasherim. They're both going to be kasher. My time. Why would they both be kasher? Lav mishum dekivet lav matir today hu lomat. Isn't it because one of the kivsei atzeres is not matir the other kivsei atzeres? So therefore, a machsheves pigel during a chatzi matir is not going to be impactful on the thing that it's not being matir, and therefore it will not become pigel. So same over here. Since the kometz is not matir the levona, the machsheves pigel about the haktaras halavona during the haktaras hakometz will not have an impact. So isn't this a raya against the charifi dupum b'dis? And like what Abaye said in the name of Rav Chista, in the name of Rav, so says Marlo, Hasam, when it comes to the Kivsei Atzeres, the reason that one is not Mefagel, the other is Hudulo Ikva B'Chadmana. There's mamish no relationship between the two Kivsei Atzeres. They were never Nikva in the same Kli. They were never put into the same Kli to become a single unit. Aval Hacha, but when it comes to the Kometz and the Levona, the Ikva B'Chadmana, they're both put into one Kli. You bring the Mincha and the Levona in the same Kli. Ki Chadam, so maybe it's considered like a single unit, and therefore, if you have a machshava and haktaras halavona, when you're makter the kometz, itaka does become pigel. So the Gemara says that even according to the opinion that ein haktara mefagelas haktara and ein mefagel bechatzi matir, but the two machshavas could still be mitstarif to be mefagel. Meaning, even if you hold that not like Rameir, that a chatzi matir cannot generate pigel, and even if you hold that a haktara machshava during the haktara of the kometz about the haktara of the levona will not make a naked piggle. But what if you do both of those things at the same time? What if you put all that together? Samra Hamnuna, Hamilsa Ivlali, Rabbi Hanina. The following thing Rabbi Hanina taught me and I really absorbed, Utkilali Kekule Talmudai. And I think this is as valuable as all the rest of my learning. I haven't seen a good explanation why, meaning of all the of all the sugyas and shas that are as valuable as all of the rest of his learning. Hiktir komets lahaktir levona lechel shirayim lemachar pigel. If you're makter the komets, having in mind to be makter the levona to eat the shirayim the next day, chutzuzmano, that's going to be pigel. So first of all, what does it even mean? What did you do exactly? So the way Rashi learns this this gemara is that you're makter the komets al menas to be makdir the levona chutz l'zmano, that's missing from the Gemara, al menas to be makdir the levona chutz l'zmano, and al menas to eat the shirayim chutz l'zmano. So you had both of those machshavos at the time of the Haktaras HaKometz, both the machshava during this chatzi matir about the shirayim chutz l'zmano, which is what it's actually being matir, and a machshava about this chatzi matir about doing the other chatzi matir chutz l'zmano. So the two of those things will combine to generate pigul. That is how Rashi learns. The Rambam seems to say not that way. He says no. At the time of the Haktaras HaKometz, you have in mind to be makter the levona chutz l'zmano, but you aren't thinking about the shirayim at all. And then when you go and you're makter the Lavona, you have in mind that you're going to eat the Shirayim Chutz L'Zmano. So it's two steps, that you're makter the Kometz thinking about being makter the Lavona Chutz L'Zmano, and then when you're makter the Lavona Chutz L'Zmano, you think about Achil Shirayim Chutz L'Zmano. Not like Rashi. Rashi said both machshavos were at the time of the Haktaras HaKometz. That at the time of the Haktaras HaKometz, you thought two things, to be makter the Lavona Chutz L'Zmano and to be Ochel the Shirayim Chutz L'Zmano. Then there's a third possibility. Sfasema says that the Rishonim, I would have said that's very simply, you're makter the Kometz. At the time that you're makter the Kometz, you weren't having a machshava to do anything chutz l'zmano. At the time you were makter the Kometz, you're thinking, ooh, when I get around to being makter the Lavona, I'm going to have a machshava to do that. When I'm back to the Levona, I'm going to have a machshava to eat the shirayim chutz l'zmano. I mean, right now I'm not having machshava to eat the shirayim chutz l'zmano. I'm not having machshava to be back to the Levona chutz l'zmano. But while I'm being back to the Kometz, I'm thinking when I get to doing the Haktaras HaLevona, that's when I'm going to have a machshava of achil shirayim chutz l'zmano. That's what the simple reading of the word sounds like. Hikter Kometz lehakter Levona lechol shirayim l'mano. Right, so okay, so those are the three possibilities of what the Gemara means. Let's stick with Rashi. Right, so the way Rashi learns is that you're makter the Kometz, having in mind two things, both that you want to be makter the Levona chutz l'zmano and that you want to eat the Shirayim chutz l'zmano. That will make it pigul. So my kamashmulan, what exactly is he teaching me? So iaktar mefagel saktar kamashmulan. Is this just a fancy way of telling me that when you're makter the Kometz, having in mind to be makter the Levona chutz l'zmano, that makes it pigul? Like the Harifi the Pumbadisa said, well, Lema Hikter Kometz Lachter Levona. So then just say that. Why do you have to add in this thing about the Shirayim? It's, if it's just straight up like the Harifi de Pumbadisa, just say straight up like the Harifi de Pumbadisa. That if you have in mind, that if you're mocked to the Kometz, having in mind, you're mocked to the Levona, chutz l'zmano, that is going to make a pickle. V'im Mefagim B'chatzi Matir K'mashmalan. And if he's not really about that, all he's really trying to teach me is Mefagim B'chatzi Matir, that when you have a Machshevis pickle on the Haktara of just the Kometz or just the Levona, about out the Yachil Shirayim Chutz L'Zmano that Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir Soleima Hikter Kometz Lachil Shirayim L'Macher. So just say that. Just say that you're Makter the Kometz, only the Kometz, with a Machshava to eat the Shirayim Chutz L'Zmano, and that's Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. And he if he wants to tell me either that both of these things are true, meaning both that the Harifi de Pumbadisa are correct, that a Haktar is Mefagel Haktara, and that Rameir is correct, that Mefagel B'chatzi Matir, Le Mehikter Kometz LaHaktar Levona V'Lechol Shirayim L'Machar, because the Vav will mean or, right? That you're Makter the Kometz to be Makter the Levona, that would make it pigle. Or if you're Makter the Kometz, having in mind to eat the Shirayim L'Machar, that will make a pigle. So then you'll be able to tell me both of these dinim. So if you're telling me either one of these dinim, you put too much information in here. If you're telling me both of these dinim, then you phrased it incorrectly. You should have have had a vav in there to tell me that it's an or. So Amar Avad Barav, Avad Barav says, no, we're talking about the person has both machshavos at the time of the Akhtar Sakomets. He's having in mind to be Makhtar the Levon Chutzazmana, and he's also having in mind to eat the Shirayim Chutzazmana. Liolam Kasavar, Ein Akhtar Mefagel Saktara. The Ein Mefagel Mechati Matir. He rejects the Charifi de Pumbedisa, and he rejects Rameir. Neither of those things alone will make it pigul. But Shaini Hacha, the Pashtale Machshava Bekula Mincha. But when you have both of those Machshavas together, that will make it pigul. So neither a Machshava during the Akhtar Sakomets about being makter the levonu chutzazmana, that will not make a pickle, nor a machshava during a chatzi matir about the achilu shirayim l'machor, that will not make a pickle. But if you have both of those machshavas simultaneously, that yes makes it pickle. Tani tana kamed Rav Yitzchak bar Abba, hikter komets lach l'shirayim l'divrei akol pickle. If a person is makter the komets having in mind to eat the shirayim chutzazmano, everyone would agree that that's pickle. So says Gemara, what do you mean? Vamiflik pligi. That's classic chatzi matir. Rav Meir holds that it's pickle. Because mefagin b'chatzi matir, but that was the whole yesterday's daf. Was that the chacham say ain mefagin b'chatzi matir? How could you just come and say divrei akol that mefagin b'chatzi matir? Aim ela ema l'divrei akol pasul. No. What we mean is that everyone would agree that it's pasul. Meaning even the chacham that say ain mefagin b'chatzi matir, they would say that if you have a machshavas pigul during a chatzi matir, it at least makes it pasul. So ask the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yitzchak say to say pasul instead of pigul? Lema harei ze pigul v'Rabbi Meir. I mean, if you have to alter the statement, and instead of the statement was divrei akol pigul. So something's got to change, because that's not true that it's divrei akol pigul. So you have two ways to go. You can either change the word pigul to pasul, or you can change the word divrei akol into Rabbi Meir. So who told you that they should change pigul to pasul? Just say hareze pigul, and it's going like Rabbi Meir. So tana divrei akol asniyua pigul be pasul michlaflei the hareze be divrei akol lo michlaflei, that it's more likely to confuse pigul and pasul, which are both negative words, than it is to confuse divrei akol with hareze. Those words aren't at all similar to one another. Those phrases aren't at all similar to one another, and therefore it's an unlikely confusion. So hadrinulach hakomet says a mincha. Now we begin the third perek hakomet rabba. So says the mishnah. Same themes as we've been discussing. Hakomet says a mincha es a mincha lechel davar she'ein darko lechel. Let's say you do the kmitzah of the korban mincha having in mind to eat that which doesn't get eaten chutzazmana, meaning you have in mind, I'm going to eat this lavona chutzazmana. You're not supposed to eat lavona. You're supposed to burn the lavona. So lahaktir dover she'ein darko lahaktir. Or you have in mind, I'm going to be maktir the shirayim chutzazmana. You're not supposed to burn the shirayim at all. You're supposed to eat the shirayim. Kosher. Then the korban mincha is kosher because your machshava was ridiculous. So we ignore that machshava. Rabbi Eliezer posel, but Rabbi Eliezer says it's still going to be posel in both of those cases. Lechol davar shedarko lechol lahaktir davar shedarko lahaktir. If you had in mind that you're going to eat the shirayim chutzazmana or that you're going to burn the levona chutzazmana, pachos mikazayis, but you have in mind only about pachos mikazayis, kosher, it's likewise going to be kosher. Lechol kachatzi zayis ulahaktir kachatzi zayis, also kasher, shein achilav haktar mitzarfen. At the time that you're doing the komets, let's say, you're having in mind that I'm going to eat a chatzi zayis of the shirayim chutzazmana, and I'm going to burn a chatzi zayis of the komets chutzazmana, it's still going to be kasher, because you didn't have the same unified machshavas pigul about a full kezayis. So now, what the Gemara is going to focus on for the rest of the daf is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. We had said in the Mishnah that according to the Tanakhama, if my machshava was to eat that which doesn't get eaten, or to burn that which does get eaten and doesn't get burnt, then we could ignore my machshava. It's not a machshava's pigul at all. It doesn't pasul. The whole carbon is kosher. But Rabbi Eliezer said pasul, that even such a machshava has an impact on the carbon. So we're going to try to figure out, why does Rabbi Eliezer say pasul, and what does he even mean by pasul? Does he mean pigul? Does he mean pasul? So Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer think that when you have a machshava about an achila on something that's not the derech to eat, that it will be pasul? So Amar Kra, he'll tell you, because the pasuk when it talks about machshavas pigul says v'im he'achol ye'achel mi b'sar zevach shlomav. It says if you it has double lashon of achila, and it says on mi b'sar zevach shlomav, the next words are b'yom ashlishi, meaning chutz l'zmano, then lo yechashav lo pigul yiyah. Pasuk describes it as pigul. So the way the Gemara understands it is that you're having a machshava at the time of the hakrava to eat it chutz l'zmano, that makes it pigel. Now, why the double lashon of he'achel, ye'achel? So b'shtei achilas akas medaber, echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbech. There are two types of achila that the pasuk is describing. The human being eating the meat of the carbon, which he's supposed to do, and the mizbeach eating the parts that get burnt on the mizbeach, namely the emurim of a zevach get burnt on the mizbeach. So why does it mention achilas mizbeach in the din of pigel? Lomer lecha, to tell you, kishem shemachashvin b'achilas adam, just like having a machshavas pigel about when you're going to eat, your part of the animal will be mefagel the carbon, kach mechashim b'achilas mizbeach. So too, having a machshava of chutz l'zmano about when the mizbeach is going to eat its part of the carbon will make it pigel. Ukshem shemechashim b'achilas adam le'achilas adam. And just like a machshava passels when you have in mind to eat that which you are supposed to eat, but at the wrong time, chutz l'zmano, it makes it pigel. Me'achilas mizbeach, le'achilas mizbeach. And so too, when you have in mind to eat that which belongs, that the mizbeach should eat, that which the mizbeach should be eating, but chutz l'zmano, kach mechashrin me'achilas adam l'mizbeach. So too, if you have a machshava to be maktir the basar which you're supposed to eat, but you have in mind that the mizbeach should eat it chutz l'zmano, that it should have aktar on the mizbeach chutz l'zmano, that also will be mefagel u'me'achilas mizbeach l'adam. And likewise, if you have in mind about the emurim which the mizbeach is supposed to eat, but you have in mind that you're going to eat it chutz l'zmano, that will likewise be mefagel it. So it's all based on the double expression of Eichel Yeichel, that all sorts of achilas adam and achilas mizbeach, are all put in the same category, and any machshava of anyone doing any kind of achila, chutz l'zmano, whether it's the right kind of achila or the wrong kind of achila, is going to be mefagel. So my taima, where does he get that from? Midafkin rachmanon haktara b'lashon achila, from the fact that the Torah calls haktara an achila, that we call it achilas mizbeach. So that tells me that it's all in the same category of achila, and even if I plan on personally eating the Lavona or the Kometz, which is not supposed to get eaten, that's still all in the same category, and that's Machshavas Pigel. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will say, Hai Dafkin Rachman Blashon Achila. I say, no, the reason the Torah refers to Achilas Mizbeach as Achila is the Loshna Kimechashi Blashon Achila Mizbeach, Loshna Kimechashi Blashon Achtar Mizbeach. It's only about, meaning that it's only going to become Pigel when you have a Machshava about the Kometz or about the Emurim or about the Lavona, only when you have a Machshava that you're going to burn it on the mizbeach chutz l'zmano. But if your machshava was belashon achila, that I'm thinking I'm going to burn it on the mizbeach chutz l'zmano, but I call it achilas mizbeach in my mind, or what I say is that I'm going to feed it to the mizbeach chutz l'zmano, that's an actual machshavas pigel, even though you're using the word achila, because you're not describing a human being eating it, you're describing the mizbeach eating it. That's why the Torah calls it achila. Inami, or another way to explain why the Chum think that haktaras mizbeach is called achila, ma achila begzayis af haktara begzayis, that just like achila is always defined as a kezayis, so machshava of haktaras mizbeach has to be on a kezayis. Uliol machila do or chamashma, but it's always got to be the proper kind of achila, that it's either the mizbeach is being ochel the emurim, or the person is being ochel the basar. V'Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer, why doesn't he darshan like the chachamim? Because he agrees with all those things, but in Cain, lichtav rachmana im heachol he'ochel, inami im ye'ochel ye'ochel, then it should have just repeated the same word twice. Why does it make a slight change? Same shoresh, slight change in the conjugation of the word, my he'ochel ye'ochel, so sham mina tarti, must be because there's a second drasha to be made, and therefore even Rabbi Eliezer says, even if it's lechel davar shein darko lechel, or lehaktir davar shein darko lehaktir, it's still going to be a machshavas pigel. So I'm Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira said to Ravasi, how can you say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Eliezer learns his din from the pasuk? V'itaymed Rabbi Eliezer mishum hachihu. If Rabbi Eliezer is really based on a drasha from a pasuk, then karis nami l'chayiv. Then it should be actual pigel. It's not what Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah that if you have in mind to be maktir that which is supposed to be nechal chutz l'zmano, or to be ochal that which is supposed to be maktir chutz l'zmano, Puzzle! He never said piggle. But if it's based on the puzzle about piggle, he should have said piggle. V'chitei machinami. And maybe you're going to say that Taka is piggle. V'atu dam nishmet Rabbi Yochanan. But you're the one that said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Mother Rabbi Elazar shayna nishkaris. That Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Eliezer says that it's not piggle, that it's only puzzle. So if it's based on the puzzle, it should be piggle. So Amalei, so Avasi said back to Rabbi Zeira, Tanoi hi alibid Rabbi Eliezer. There's actually machlokas Tanoim, what Rabbi Eliezer held. Ikal man yomar psul da raisa. There's one opinion that Rabbi Eliezer held that it's taka psul da raisa, and therefore it's actually pigle, and it's based on the pasuk. And there's another opinion that says, no, it's only a din midrabanan, and therefore it's not pigle, it's a psul midrabanan. So, when I told you that Madre Belezer Shena Nushkaris, I was going like the opinion that holds that Rabbi Eliezer held that it's only drabanan. So the Gemara brings a braisa that shows us that there's a machlokas tanaim, what Rabbi Eliezer held. Ditanya, we have a braisa as follows. Hashochet es hazevach lishtos damo midamo lemachar. A person shechts a korban, having in mind that he's going to drink some of the dam. What are you supposed to do with the dam? It's supposed to go on the mizbeach. The mizbeach is supposed to drink the dam. A person's not supposed to drink the dam, but he has in mind that he's going to do an achila on that which you're supposed to, that which the mizbeach is supposed to do an achila on, chutz l'zmano. So you were meshana from achilas mizbeach to achilas adam, or lahaktir mi besaro l'machar. You have in mind that you're going to be maktir some of the basar. Maktir, the basar, you're supposed to eat the basar. No, but you changed it from achilas adam to achilas mizbeach, and you had that in mind, chutz l'zmano, or lechol me emurav l'machar, or to eat the emurim. Again, the emurim are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. You're not supposed to eat the emurim, but you have in mind to eat the emurim l'machar. In all those cases, kosher. It's going to be kosher according to the Tanakhama, because it was lechol davar shein darko lechol, lahaktir davar shein darko lahaktir. So it's kosher. There was no doubt that the Tanakhama was going to say that. The question is, what does Rabbi Eliezer say? Does he say pasul or does he say pigul? Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer, like in our Mishnah, says that it's going to be a puzzle. La'aniach midam l'machar. But if you have in mind when you shech the zevach to leave some of the dam over, not to be zorik l'machar, not to drink it l'machar, Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda will puzzle. Amar Rabbi El-Azhar, not to be confused with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi El-Azhar, this is a reference to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, that whenever it's Stam Rabbi El-Azhar, so it's Rabbi the Tana, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, not Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, af bazu, even in a case where Yeshech, having in mind to leave the dam to the next day, it's also machlokas chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer posel v'cham machshirin. Rabbi Elazar says it's posel and chacham say it's kasher. So Rabbi Yehuda libedman, when Rabbi Yehuda says that it's possible, which Tana is he going like? Ilei malib drabanan, if he's speaking within the Shita, the Chachamim, that lechol davar shein darko lechol and lahakdir davar shein darko lahakdir is going to be kosher, well, hashav mahasam to come a chashiv b'lashna achila machshir rabanan, if even when you had a machshava in a lashna v'achila, which is the right lashon, just the wrong thing, you had a machshava to eat, physically eat, that which is supposed to get burnt on the mizbeach, or for the mizbeach to burn that which you're supposed to physically eat, but at least you're using the right terminology. Analogy, using the right word, and still the Rabbanim say that's not a machsheves pigul. So hacha, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, where your whole machsheva was just to leave it till the next day, where you never had a machsheva b'lashon achila or b'lashon achtara, lo kol shkein, of course the chum are going to say it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda saying, Rabbi Yehuda saying that it's possible wouldn't make any sense. Ela alibid Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda must be talking within the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the lechol davar shein is going to pasul, and Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that even a machshava just to be maniachit, Rabbi Elazar will pasul. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says, af bazu Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chacham machshirin. Don't tell me Rabbi Eliezer pasuls, because I hold Rabbi Eliezer pasuls. So says, what? Rabbi Elazar, hainu Rabbi Yehuda. Then you're just saying the same thing. If Rabbi Yehuda says within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that it's pasul, and then comes along Rabbi Elazar and he says, no, Rabbi Eliezer says pasul. They're saying the same thing. So where's the daylight between them? Ah, elalav karisika binayu. What they're arguing about is, what did Rabbi Eliezer mean when he said pasul? Did he mean pigle or did he mean pasul? Rabbi Yehuda savar laniach psula bialma. The bahanach karis nami michaev. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if your machshava was just to leave the dam over, then it's only pasul. But if your machshava was lechol davar shein darko lechol, lahaktir davar shein darko lahaktir, then it's it's actually going to be pigul. Vasa Rabbi Elazar lemeimar, and Rabbi Elazar says, you're misunderstanding Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. Edvedi pasul vein bokares. Even in our Mishnah, when Rabbi Eliezer said pasul, he didn't mean pigul. He meant pasul vein bokares. So there we have it, a machlokes tanoim, what the Tana Rabbi Eliezer holds when he says that if you have in mind lechol dovershein darko lechol, laktir dovershein darko laktir, that it's going to be pasul. Does he mean pasul or does he mean pigul? And what that machlokes is about is, where does he get his shita? Is it a din drabanan, in which case it's only pasul, or is it based on heyachol yeachel, in which case it's actually pigul? And the continuation of this discussion will be in tomorrow's year. Okay, everyone have a great day.